Hello and welcome to a VO's journey. My name is Anthony Pica, and this podcast is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artist get past all of the tough times of a business by watching me go through my own. So tonight I am very, very excited to talk to you about the fact that many people right now are sleeping. And you might be like, Anthony, what the heck are you talking about? It's 12 o'clock at night. That is what I am talking about. And I'm not talking about people needing to work harder or something like that. I'm talking about, are people working hard enough? Are you putting in the effort it takes to get you to where you need to be? And then you might ask, well, I'm putting in the effort, but what do I actually do? That's the next thing. The funny thing about putting in effort is that you find something to do, and once you get rolling, all the other stuff figures itself out. All right, but I want to go in tonight and talk about some of the things you can be doing and the effort you can put in to make that work for you. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so tonight I want to talk about how much effort you're putting in, and also what are you actually doing with that effort. Are you putting in a lot of effort to, put up posts on social media? Are you putting in a lot of effort to audition? Are you putting in a lot of effort to make comments in Facebook groups? Are you putting a lot of effort thinking about what you're going to do or thinking about your strategy? What effort are you putting in? On a side note, tonight I had grandiose plans to do audiobook work, but Mother Nature and a storm has hit, and throughout this podcast, you'll probably hear thunder and stuff like that. And even though I'm in my whisper room, you'll probably still hear it. And the whisper room does an amazing job. Like right now, I've got my big air conditioner going on out there, and you can't really hear it, but you can hear the thunder. So it goes sporadically throughout this. So I'm going to do the podcast because I know you guys probably don't mind if there's a random thunder noise, but I'm assuming my clients would. So anyways, I really want to dive into this because, the more and more people I'm seeing working, I'm noticing that they're working, but they're not really working, or they're not really putting in the effort, or they're trying to find a way to put in the effort smarter or easier or faster than anyone else. The problem with that is that you don't end up putting in any work. Now, look, I made a couple of posts today. Clearly, I was on cloud nine from an incredible deal that I made for an audiobook series. I made a deal last night, that ended up panning out to be the Mark Twain books, and the deal was for $13,000. I am over the moon about it over a couple of months, and it's a great deal, and I'm really thrilled about it. So I've been on cloud nine, but here's the thing. Even on cloud nine, I wanted to tell the world about some of the work and the things that have been going on and what I've been experiencing. But for whatever reason, I just didn't want to record today. Like, it has been a challenge today. I don't know. You know, it's like when you succeed at something and you feel like, oh, I could take a break for a second. Right? And you get that feeling in you, and then you get doing something else. You're like, well, I don't really want to do something, or I'll go and do this. I've been feeling that. But, you know, I've been darn pushing myself because I had to do a voiceover earlier, and I have another voiceover besides the books. I'm working on 6 books right now that are separate from my other, from the Twain series. So, you know, I've got to get these books done because, you know, that's thousands of dollars as well. And, you know, it's, But at the same time, I just didn't want to work tonight, but I'm forcing myself to do it. Now, I will have to admit, as many of you know, going to work all day long, coming home on a Friday night of all nights of the week, right? Because if we're working 9-to-5 jobs or something similar, you know what I mean. It's that thing where we are just tired of work and the mental capacity that it takes to push forward. So we, you know, want to rest. We need a mental rest. And tonight I had a lot of things going on with the family. We went out with some family friends, which was amazing. We got to hang out with them. I absolutely love it. My friend just got a new Tesla and that car is unreal, you know, and I'm driving around in my Honda, which I love. But, you know, I get a Tesla, I'm like, whoa, it's a whole new world with this thing, right? Like, I want one, please. But I'm like, no, doggone it. I'm just going full time. But anyways, all of that stuff happens, right? And then I'm like, I come back here and I'm with friends and family. Everybody goes to bed and then I'm alone. And there's work to be done. And there's no one else who's going to do it but me. And I gotta get it done. You know, and all the accolades and all the wonderful things that people say, I love so much. But here's the thing, you guys, when all that goes away and no one's around, you've got to look in the mirror and answer to yourself. You got to answer to yourself, did you put up when the time came for you to actually put in the work? Because, you know, I love that thing, you know, that saying or whatever, or that idea that no one sees you but you. Right. And if you believe in God or a higher being, no one knows what's inside of you, or no one knows, like, or that idea, like, what do you do when no one's around? You know, what effort do you put in when no one's around? Do you truly put in all of your effort when no one's looking? Or do you put in the effort when eyes are on you and then you put it in and people are wowed and amazed and you talk a really good game? But then when the time comes, you take a break. Look, I do it too. It is an ongoing challenge. And I would say then that our challenge is not neither here nor there, but it is actually more of a challenge to keep us going through those moments and not to stop. Because once we stop, it's really hard to get the train going. I love the analogy about, you know, you start this big train down the tracks and it's slow. It's slow. I mean, you're pulling a lot of cars, right? It is hard to get this train moving. You get it moving and you're working hard and you're working hard and it's going faster and it's faster and this train is going really hard. It's going good. And then you stop. You stop the train. Once you stop that train, picking that train back up and moving it more, that's hard, right? You've got to start that whole train over again, and it sucks. You've got your mind pulling you this way. You've got somebody over here pulling you that way. You've got other stuff that's due now. Your justification wheels are going crazy. That is life. That's some of the challenges. We talk so much about our DAW. We talk so much about marketing. We talk so much about acting. We talk so much about technician stuff, technical stuff, or systematic stuff. We rarely talk about the mental game and winning the mental game. All right? There's some thunder. We talk about winning the mental game. We don't talk about that much, or at least I know I don't. And winning the mental game dictates everything. Yes, there's hard and true things that you do. We know that. But I've not found a person in a while, okay, except for someone extremely new. But most people, we generally know what we should be doing. So then the question remains, why aren't we doing it? There's got to be something else. So like for me, like I said today, it was just one of those days. I was so excited over here, but then over here I was like, I don't want to do much. I just want to tell people. And I'm telling you this so that at least you know that if you're going through something similar, I go through it too. And I've got a whole crap load of work to do. And I don't want to do it right now because I just want to stop and relax and marvel in my wonderfulness. But you know what? I don't feel too wonderful right now. In fact, I feel like I have let up and I almost feel kind of ashamed about it. And I'm doing this podcast right now and I'm telling you about this right now, not as necessarily penance for my feelings or what I'm doing, but because I need to get my ass in gear. You know, so if you find yourself in that situation, maybe you need to do this. You know, like me talking to you right now through this podcast, it's getting me revved up. It's getting my blood flowing. Now, of course, the storm is outside. I know. But is that just another justification? I mean, if I really wanted it bad enough, I could record in the middle of the storm. I mean, it's not like it's constantly. I mean, you know, there's decent amount of time between the thunder, the thunder noises. I could record. I mean, I long form narration, that's one thing, but I do have another job that's in the works that I could work on, and that's only about 500 or 600 words, so I could knock that out in a few minutes, and you know, I could do that. There's some more thunder, but between that this thunder and the last thunder, there was a few minutes there. So all I'm getting at is, are we really putting in the time to make this business successful? I can remember back when I was in the thick of book after book after book after book on Fiverr, and it was just insane. It was one book after another, and they were all, I mean, people were just ordering books and ordering books and ordering books, and it was all piling on top of each other, and I was just working and working and working, working all day, coming, working all night, just nonstop narration, and it was new to me, so it was like one of those things where I didn't know how to necessarily, I didn't have the stamina. That's another thing, is stamina in what we do. You got to build stamina. The only way to build stamina is to push yourself, right? It's like working out. You got to push yourself. Okay, it's a bit, you know, for, I was playing, my son and my friend, we were playing catch with a football outside tonight, and sure enough, you know, his arm started hurting, because he hadn't thrown the football in a while, but my son and I, we throw the football in the backyard, so like, you know, my arm was just fine, but yet he had to stop, I didn't, okay, but now I guarantee you, if we went for a run, I'd have to stop by the time I got down to the end of the street. And I'm sure he could keep running for quite a while after me because I'm not in the right shape. And he wasn't in the right shape at that moment to continue to throw the football. The whole point to all of this is that you are not going to get to a place where you can do the things that we need to do until you force yourself to go past those points of pain. Those points. And pain comes in many ways, you guys. I mean, we know this, right? Pain comes in justification. Pain comes in being tired. Pain comes in literal pain. Pain comes in family who is on your butt 24/7 about what you are doing, or more importantly, like sometimes in my case, what I'm not doing because I'm doing something else, right? Like I'm not doing enough around the house. Okay. Love you, honey. You do an amazing job. I have been up here and I have been forcing myself to try to do more work because that's not fair for my wife to do everything by herself. That's not fair at all. So, you know, so I'm working on that too. So all of these things, we've got all of these things pulling at us and tugging at us constantly. And we have got to push ourselves past that, but we've got to build stamina. We've got to build consistency and habits in order to get past our own self-justification monster. I'll call it the justifying monster. You know what I'm talking about, right? We can justify stopping for anything. We can justify. Sometimes what happened, especially after I was working the 14-hour days at work recently at my other job, it was long days and it was working too, like construction work too, and because I build a lot. So it was a lot of building and I was tired. I was like physically tired as well. And then mentally tired because in my line of work, I love it. I mean, I love the work, but I love this work better, if that makes sense. But the point is that in that line of work, there was a lot of creativity that I had a lot of problem solving because I was building things that have never been built before. Right. So it's for theatrical productions and we put on big productions. I work at a school of the arts only for about 3 more weeks. Woo. Anyways, so it's constantly figuring out how to solve problems. How do you build, you know, some massive castle that's 20 feet tall by 10 feet wide on a stage where people can walk up, where you've got a couple $100s, but you want it needs to be incredible. They need to be able to go upstairs. They need to be go up like 7 feet in 3 feet. Well, you know, normal stair steps are, you know, 7-inch rise with, you know, maybe 12 to 16 inch tread, depending on, it's more of like a foot, right? Tread, but you know, 16 inches in my house, I'm in some old house and older houses have really smaller. Anyways, point is, you might not even know what that is, but if you do, you understand what I'm saying. That doesn't work because for something for 7 feet, you're talking like 9 to 10 to 11 feet, even so more, right? Because if it goes up 7 inches each step, anyways, the point I'm trying to make is I got to build a circular staircase. Right. But I got to build a circular staircase with children because I'm a teacher who teaches high school. So, you know, I'm teaching 13 or 14 year olds. The point of all this is that that was a lot of work and a lot of creativity and a lot of drive. So when I come home, I'm exhausted mentally and physically. And it's easy to justify that I don't need to do anything because I've already worked my butt off. But then I realize, too, there's that other little voice inside of me that's saying, well, you didn't do the work that needs to be done yet, though. You still have work to be done. And either you don't do it now. You know, I have to say something about Fiverr. And this is where I am more now than ever. I'm doubling down on Fiverr. That is what I am doing. I had an amazing call today with a Fiverr manager. I've been accepted into the Fiverr Success, the Seller Success Program. Anyways, the point is that I actually love the fact that Fiverr pushes my ass to finish work, because I don't know if you're like me, and I hope that you're not. I hope that you are not like me when it comes to procrastination, but I procrastinate. And unless something is due, I try not to do it. It is who I am. It is who I am. Does that mean I'm not going to be successful? Hell no. But that means I've got to figure out ways to push me harder and to get me to do stuff. Fiverr's really good with that for me. It works really well. Anyways, so, you know, I get pushed to do that. And I love that about that platform. But if I didn't, it would be very difficult for me to get things done in a timely manner. I would always get them done, but the amount of stress and heartache and pain and frustration and exhaustion that I go through in order to finish things because I left them to the last moment is really hard, and it's not fun. But it's so easy not to do things when something isn't due exactly right now. We have to force ourselves to do those things now. Like, hey, you know what? I'll send out a couple emails tomorrow. It's okay. I don't need to send out any tonight. Who's going to be out tonight? No one's out tonight. Everybody's home sleeping. Everybody's out with some friends or family. They're partying somewhere. It's Friday night. I don't need to do anything tonight. I'll do it tomorrow night. And then you know what happens tomorrow night? Like, it's Saturday night. I don't need to do anything. I need to go out on a date with my wife or my husband. That's important. And by the way, it is important. Okay. But that comes up and you need to do that stuff, right? But because you didn't do anything on Friday night, now Saturday night's taken up. Sunday night comes around. Oh, I can't do anything on Sunday night. And Sunday, you know, like the days are taken up, right? Because we're doing stuff. Sunday night, no, I can't do anything Sunday night because Monday I go back to work. And this is the last time that I really get to spend any quality time with my family. I can't do anything tonight. Then Monday comes. I'm exhausted. Monday's here. I worked. I hate Mondays. Mondays suck. I worked all day. I shouldn't have to come home and work. I'll send out those emails tomorrow. You know what? I'll even send out triple the emails tomorrow because I missed a couple of days. It'll be fine. Tuesday comes around. Oh my gosh, I've got so many emails to send. There's no possible way in hell I can send an email and my cousin just went to the hospital. I don't got time for this. I'll do it tomorrow. Do you see? This happens all the time to all of us. The answer to the problem is that we actually just have to do it. And the answer to doing it is, who cares if it's ugly? I am tired of pandering so much to what is right and what is supposed to be. I don't know if it's serendipity. I don't know if it's a message from God above. But sometimes I really do thank Gary Vaynerchuk, because this thing recently, some of the videos I've just been watching that have been popping up on my feed have been him talking about posting things and doing things that you know aren't the best, but you're going to do them because other people are just going to sit on their ass and not do anything. And you are going to do something incredible to build something that other people are not, because they are too concerned with how they look or what's happening or if it's perfect, and they're not actually putting out any content whatsoever. Now, of course, I'm talking about content. When it comes to our business, what happens if you don't know exactly what to write? What happens if you are not like Bill DeWeese? By the way, I love you, Bill. But what happens if you are not like Bill DeWeese, who can put on your email all 50 million different Fortune 100 and 500 companies that you've worked for? What do you do? Well, you don't send that email because you're concerned that people are just going to be like, who the hell are you to send me an email? You've done nothing. I'm not going to work with you. All right. I've gotten hundreds of other emails from all these other more qualified voiceover artists. So then we justify, there's that justification monster again. We don't need to do it. This stuff is everywhere. Everywhere. And if we just do it and shut off our freaking mind, I wish that was possible, right? Sometimes I wish we could flip a switch and be like Data from Star Trek, all you Trekkies out there, or Spock, or these people who, you know, they got a little emotion, but what they've got to do, it's clear. When you do it, you do it and you move on. There is no, well, I don't have to do it, or, oh, I could do it tomorrow. I am like the number one offender of this, and it pisses me off. And I get miserable and cranky when I don't do the stuff. But then I justify that misery and cranky because then I'm unhappy and I don't want to work because I'm unhappy. Oh, it's a vicious cycle. So I feel your pain if you're going through this, because Lord knows I go through it. I feel like my business is taking it to the next level right now, and I still just want to go and watch some TV. But I know this is not the time to do that, even though it's really hard. All right, I want to go down and have some snacks. I can't be the only one who feels this way sometimes. And you know what? This is the funny thing. I disagree with a lot of people who say, if you don't want to do your stuff all the time, you're not meant to do this. That's bullshit. Excuse my French, but it is. It's bullshit. Because our lives are not white or black. They are not. We all know this, but yet we put that on ourselves. Our lives are not all or nothing. It's never that way. Lord knows relationships aren't that way. I mean, Lord knows our finances aren't that way. Lord knows our children aren't that way. Our friends, our future, look at your past. There is no, that you could have taken a million different paths. There is no one way to do something. Just like there is no one way to succeed. There's proven things that work, but one thing that works for somebody might not work for somebody else. That's been proven more than anything else. We've got to stop being so concerned with how perfect we are. All of us, me included. I have tried to just put myself out there, speak the thoughts that come to my mind, to get some more content out in the world, because I want to share it. I want to share the things that pop into my head. I want to help people. I do. That's important to me. That makes me feel good. Makes me feel productive when I'm helping someone else. I love the quote from Dale Carnegie, all right, from How to Win Friends and Influence People. It says, if you want to make friends, you could make friends a lot faster and you can make a lot more friends in 2 months by showing interest in other people than you can in 6 years by trying to make people interested in you. That is power and that is truth, right? So if you're trying to help other people, if you're trying to take interest in what other people are struggling with, you are going to move yourself faster. Like, think of the businesses that we are trying to work with. What about their problems? They are people just like us. They're going through the same things we are. They're sitting on their couch not wanting to get up and do their report that's due tomorrow. They're sitting on their couch trying to watch the last Game of Thrones because Joe over there told Sally that Game of Thrones had a horrible, you know, episode and everybody's pissed and revolting. So I've got to watch Game of Thrones, but yet I got to find a voiceover artist. You know these people are doing the same thing. They're not some weird, you know, it's like I've been a teacher, right, my whole life, or a lot of my life, and you know the other stories, so I won't get in that right now. But the thing about that is that you ever remember when you were young and you went to the grocery store and you saw your teacher walking around and you're like, oh my God, it's my teacher. And what are they wearing? It's like normal clothes. This is so weird. I know you know what I'm talking about, right? We did that because we did not look at them as people. We looked at them as an institution, as being the man or the woman, right? But being the authority figure or being that esoteric pie in the sky that is not real. It's like a movie that we go to every day and then we leave and it's just gone. That's not true. That is not real. And if we start thinking that, just getting our mind shifted, that is what is reality, is that these are all people. All the businesses we work with are people. Everybody is people. And if we start looking at it as these are people, everything we do can be towards helping people with their problems. And it just so happens that by me helping you with your problem, you'll be able to help the business you work for. We are all going about it the wrong way. I did a post today about running ads on LinkedIn. And I was talking about how, you know, I have not met, now this doesn't mean anything because Lord knows I don't know a lot of people in the voiceover industry. I'm meeting and learning more, but there's so many of us. But here's the thing. I've not seen anyone that I've met that has run a successful Instagram or Facebook ad campaign to generate consistent voiceover work. I'm not talking about coaching work for other people. Now, I'm sure there's somebody out there succeeding. And if you know somebody, please hit me up and tell me. I'd love to go look at their ads and I'd love to know how they're doing it and what they're doing. But the point is that it is not readily available. You go on YouTube, you might find somebody talking about theory, but everyone I've ever talked to and tracked down that talks about it, they have abandoned it, including me. Because you couldn't get it to work. And then the thought comes in your mind, well, they're not on Facebook looking for business. They're not on Instagram looking for business. I mean, everyone says that who doesn't know what the F they're doing or thinks their business is better or different than everyone else's. If we stop looking at it as a business and look at it as people, my God, yes, they're on Facebook. Of course they are. Yes, they're on Instagram. Of course they are. Yes, they're on Twitter. Of course they are. My wife's in education and she's on Twitter. They're all on Twitter. I can tell you this, a bunch of people and executives, let's say that you were a group of people that were selling educational products, right, to school districts. And you'd be like, why would educators be on Twitter? Oh my gosh, they're all on Twitter. They all use Twitter. That's how they communicate. That's how they like what each other's doing. That's how they show pictures and share all of the wonderful things that's happening. That is the truth, and I see it firsthand, and yet sometimes that justification monster pops out again and says, no, they're not on Twitter. No, there's nobody on Facebook that wants to buy something. No, there's nobody on Instagram. What are you thinking? LinkedIn, yeah, there's businesses there, but yeah, you know, they're putting out other, they're not interested. They're not, I never see voiceover people getting hired on Instagram, or I mean on LinkedIn. We are thinking too shallow, and we are not thinking about people. Target people from the heart, trying to help, and I promise you, even if you don't get exactly what you want, I promise you, it will make you feel a whole hell of a lot better, and it will open so many doors. Every time I have pushed myself to help people unselfishly, the world opens up. But man, whatever is brainwashed into all of us, it just is so hard to do. All right, everybody. I don't know where that rant came from, but it just came out. I hope that tonight inspires you to start thinking about your business differently. When you are not feeling like you want to do anything, find something. When you know what, here's something that I think Tony Robbins is a big proponent of, and I love it, even though it's still a challenge, but it is. But he's a big, if you've ever paid attention to Tony Robbins or listened to any of his stuff, a lot of what he talks about is changing your physiology in order to change your mood and your feelings. All right, so changing your physiology. And this is a technique we use in acting all the time, all right? And I've done some things, probably not enough to get that out there, but if you want to evoke emotion, you change the physical or the outside appearance of what you are doing, like i.e. facial expressions, body posture, etc. And that in turn triggers It triggers like history in your mind. It triggers habits and it triggers emotion. Perfect example. If you want to be depressed, hunch your shoulders over. All right. Put your head down, slump your face and everything and loose goosey and walk a little bent over. I guarantee you are not going to be happy while you're doing this. If you are happy, if you see a happy person, they've got their shoulders back. Their head is up. Their chin is up. They have a smile on their face. They're walking at a quick pace. They're excited. Somebody who is depressed doesn't look like that. You can decide to change yourself. I love this technique. If you are ever feeling bad, force yourself to put a big smile on your face. And I guarantee you would either A, laugh at yourself. You might laugh at yourself because you think you're stupid, but you're laughing at yourself. You've changed your physiology, and that's changed your emotional state. Change your emotional state by changing your physiology. Your emotions determine, clearly that's what I've been talking about, our emotions and feelings tonight. They determine what you are going to take action and feel like doing. And once you feel like doing something, the rest is literally, that's when you get to the system. That's when you get to the A plus B plus C equals success. But all that other stuff, you've got to beat that first. And I think that's where most of us fail. And here's the thing, and this is the last thought. Don't quit because you failed today. Don't quit. Do one thing. For God's sakes, if you do nothing else, send out a darn tweet to, I mean, who cares? What if you were to send a tweet to, I don't know, Ford, and you said, I love your commercial. By the way, I put this, the other day I did this sample for a Ford commercial. Here it is. What do you think? And that's it. Now, of course, you would have had that as a sample, but maybe you didn't do that. But maybe you said, hey, I'd love to put a sample for you. This was my thought. Horses running through the field, and I say blah, blah, blah. It really inspires me. Send. What could happen? Nothing? that's stupid, that no one says anything. But here's the thing. You have just put something out into the universe. Whether it grows and does anything, probably might not. But who knows what happened? Who knows what somebody might see? Who knows what other company might see that? Who knows, somebody might say, gosh, that was actually a really good idea. And they contact you and ask your idea. And they say, you know what? Hey, by the way, contact us in a month or so. We might have something for you. You never know. Does that happen? Probably not very often. But the point is if you don't do it, it will never happen. Ever. Who says you can't do that? Big brands can't do that. Big companies can't do that. All voices.com can do, even Fiverr, which you know I love, but even Fiverr, all these companies, all they can really do is promise that there's going to be people for them when they do something. We have the power. We have the power to actually be the people. That is the power, you guys. Don't give up your power. Use it. All right. Time for me to stop. I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast. Please, as always, if you're not a part of a VO's Journey Facebook group, join it. Tomorrow is the mastermind at 10 a.m. I'm so excited. If you've not signed up for that, I'll have a link in the description below. It's a monthly subscription, really inexpensive. And it is all about me getting on there face-to-face with you and the group and talking about all the things. Especially excited about tomorrow because I'm going to be talking about the Fiverr Seller Success Program that I was accepted into. And I had my call today with my manager from Fiverr, and I'm super thrilled to talk about that. I can't give away everything, but I am definitely going to give away some exciting things that I learned that I happen to be wrong about. That I never knew before, and I was pleasantly and accepted the knowledge today and already made changes on my gigs because of it. All right, you guys, have a fantastic evening. I will talk to you soon. All right, you can do it. Peace.